Some 1,800 Franciscan friars from all over the world converged this week on Assisi to take part in an international chapter, which began yesterday and ends on Saturday, when participants will travel to Castel Gandolfo to meet with Pope Benedict. Veronica Scaresbrook has this report.
For the first time in history, representatives from the four main Franciscan branches are meeting in Assisi, the Umbrian town, birthplace of their founder, St. Francis, to attend an international chapter described in Italian as stuoie, a word which translated into English means mats. I wondered why and asked the Minister General of the Friars Minor, Spaniard José Rodríguez Carballo.
Exactly 1221, Francis wanted all the brothers from all the world arrives to Assisi to celebrate a chapter. But there is no place for so many friars. At that time, 5,000 friars. So they slept on the mats. And from that time, we know this kind of meetings as chapter of mats.
The date of the current chapter was chosen to coincide with a celebration, an historical moment in 1209, artfully captured by Giotto in an Assisi fresco, depicting St. Francis being granted approval of his rule by Pope Innocent III. That was, down the centuries, eight of them. So I asked, what is this Franciscan charism which is still so very much alive today?
We can summarize the Franciscan charism saying that it's living the gospel in fraternity and minority, giving priority to the contemplative dimension.
Clearly the Franciscan charism is a very open one. Witness to this is the presence in Assisi this week of the three other Franciscan groups who live according to the rule, Capuchins, Conventual Franciscans, and Third Order Regular Franciscans, but also of other groups such as Anglicans, Lutherans, and Presbyterians, all of whom, eight centuries on, continue to find inspiration in St. Francis. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.